Well, you know what they say, Robert. Another Saturday, another place-by-place fishing report.
Is that what they say?
That's what I say.
Oh, okay.
I don't know who they are. Nobody knows what they say. They don't even exist. They ain't real.
Some people they do. Nah. That's their pronoun these days.
They not even there. But we're here, and so is this place-by-place fishing report. It's just about to get started here. If you're ready for it, are you ready for it?
As ready as I'm going to be.
Well, I'm ready for it, so...
All right, perfect.
The normal beginning spot is the Peace River, Harbor Heights, and upriver along with Shell Creek. So would you like to start with that?
Sure.
Okay,
we actually have a little bit of information for there.
Peace River, Harbor Heights, and upriver along with Shell Creek. What do we got?
Well, let's see. We've had a lot of little snook being caught, some undersized redfish, and even a couple of barely slot fish. On the small side, barely slot. Quite a few Mayan cichlids. And even some juvenile tarpon just showing themselves just to add to the enjoyment and frustration of the day.
Okay.
And a lot of shorebirds moving around up there.
Must mean there's shorebird food.
Yeah. Yeah, there was bait up there, but I guess they'd all moved back down this past week. Bunch of little fry up there. So, it's something. It's not great, but it's okay.
That's okay. I'm good with it. So, the Mayan cichlids underneath the docks hanging out?
Yeah. Yep, guys catching them on pieces of shrimp. One guy's using night crawlers.
Good size?
I'd say so. I mean, a couple of them looked like they were probably around 12 inches.
Oh, there you go. More than big enough to keep and eat them.
Yeah.
Especially for a fish that doesn't have a size limit. So, whatever size you feel like scaling and throwing in the pan.
There you go. That works.
Dig it. All right. Sliding down, Darce Park Boat Ramp, I-75 Bridges area.
Guy caught a couple of short redfish in the immediate vicinity of the ramp and the bridge. And then he also hooked one black drum there at the bridge. And that was all he got.
Okay. That
was my one solitary report for that immediate vicinity.
I'll take it.
It's better than what we've been getting.
Definitely. 41 Bridges, Live Oak Point Park.
It's been a little quiet over there. They've been getting a few small snook at night. Guy did catch a trout and a couple mangrove snapper there the other day. And he did see one guy catch a small bull shark. That's pretty much what I got for there.
Okay. Those baby bull sharks sticking around all winter.
Yeah, pretty much. And they're not black tips.
They are not. What do you think the likelihood is of catching a little black tip shark up there around the 41 bridges?
This time of year? Or any time?
Any time, but, I mean, particularly now.
Particularly now, slim. But in the early summer and middle of summer, probable.
Yeah, I don't know.
I used to catch them there a lot, just not as much as they used to be, that's for sure. They are definitely a lot less abundant, period, in all of Charlotte Harbor than they once were.
That is for sure. But I would say especially here in the upper part of the harbor.
Yeah.
You're going to go through, I don't know, 20, 30, 40 baby bull sharks before you catch a single black tip.
Probably. Yeah, that'd probably be a good assessment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're safer, much safer, assuming that anything that you're catching up here is a little bull shark if you don't know how to tell them apart.
Yeah.
Which can be tricky.
It is.
You know? You look at them, and the bull sharks are a little bit chunkier. Bull sharks have that broader, wider snout. Bull sharks are typically more of a darker gray color versus the more typical sandy color of the black tip, but color is the worst thing to go by.
But even going by the characteristics of the wider, broader, thicker head and all that good stuff, if you haven't handled or seen both multiple times, how do you know that it's thicker or broader?
Exactly. Exactly.
So
that's why I think you're better off assuming it's a bull than assuming it's a black tip.
And the main reason why we say that is because a bull shark obviously has a size limit on it.
Bull sharks have to be 54 inches to the fork for you to legally harvest it. And black tips don't have a size limit.
Right. So it's something to keep in mind.
Moving on to the Bayshore Pier.
Two baby bull sharks. A short cobia. And What else did he say? I can't remember what else he said he caught there. That's it that I can remember. He said something else, but I can't remember.
Okay. Well, last week we had baby bull sharks, one short cobia, and the occasional trout.
Yeah, I don't... he told me something else that he caught, but I don't remember if it was a trout or a snook, but it was something along those lines, but nothing.
Okay. Gotcha.
It's gone.
That's all right. It wasn't a great report anyway.
No. So. No, it's not.
Nobody's getting too excited
There's two
one
guys
fish
that have been fishing
place.
It fairly regularly, and the one guy actually tells me once in a while what he catches. The other people, I don't know. They just don't tell me, or they don't shop here. I'm not sure.
Keep their yaps shut.
Mm-hmm.
Port Charlotte Beach Pier.
Some short snook at night. Been some small mangrove snapper underneath there. A couple of short trout were caught off of there. A guy saw an alligator swimming by there the other morning.
Whee!
Oh, what else? That's about it. Been exceptionally mediocre there.
Okay. Would you worry about the alligators out there?
No. No.
Yeah. Me neither.
Not usually.
Unless it's been fed. Unless some mental midget has been throwing at fish and trying to turn it into a problem.
Right.
I would think that they would be much more interested in staying away from you.
Yeah.
They'll watch you.
Yeah.
They'll hang out over there and look at you and pay attention to what's going on, but they're usually not going to be, you know, coming up trying to take your fish, coming
right.
up trying to take your hand. That's not what gators do until people do dumb things with them.
Yes. That's true.
Help keep our wild alligators wild, please.
All of them.
Port Charlotte canals, saltwater, and brackish.
Well, let's see. A lot of Mayan cichlids. Let's see. A lot of little snook starting to move around into the canals. Been a few juvenile tarpon showing themselves, but not cooperating. One guy did catch a couple jacks trolling through his canal when he was heading out, and then caught a couple more when he was heading back in. So they've been doing not bad.
Okay. Jacks caught on the troll. And, of course, lipped plugs are the easiest things to troll out there, but there's a wide variety of things you could troll through those canals, especially if you're seeing the jacks out there.
Yes.
They're more than happy to hit spoons. They're more than happy to hit something that moves across the top. In fact, sometimes I think a topwater that has props on it or something like that might be a better choice for trolling than a lipped plug if jacks are your target.
Yes. Need to pause for a second.
Nobody trolls a topwater.
At least
All
I'm
right.
consistent.
That brings us to the Elgin Pier.
Let's see. They're still getting some black drum during the day and even a few in the evening. About a lot of snook being caught, but I have not heard of any legal ones. And they are still catching a few mangrove snapper, and a couple guys did catch a couple trout off of there. One was legal that I know of.
Okay. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah. But that's about it.
No sheep's head?
No. That's what I've had several people ask me about.
That's why I asked you.
And one guy yesterday is like, well, they were all there last year. I'm like, were they?
Were they, though?
And he started thinking about it. He goes, no, maybe that was the year before. I'm like, okay.
Or the year before that. And was it the middle of November?
Yeah. Exactly.
Or was it maybe January or February?
Yeah, probably.
All right, the Myakka River area from the bridge down to marker 8.
Nothing.
Good.
Nothing.
I had previously typed no reports, so...
Yep. Same way with the next spot.
The South Gulf Cove canals.
Yep. Nothing.
Okay, the no. West Wall.
Oh, let's see. A lot of redfish being caught under the bushes.
A lot of redfish or a whole lot of redfish?
Just a lot, but they've been moving around a lot, so one guy, he got like... 6 or 7 one day, and then he went back the next day and got like 2. And then another guy was over there fishing and got nothing but rat reds.
So your hot spot from yesterday might suck today.
Yeah. And then they're also catching a few snook underneath the bushes. There has been a few trout on the outside of the bar over there, but those have even thinned out just a hair. no schools the way they were a couple weeks ago that we were talking about.
They're still biting. Yeah. It's just not like it was.
Yeah. Then a guy said he got into some ladyfish and saw a tarpon blow up on the ladyfish down on the southern end, close to Cape Hayes, but not quite there.
Okay.
So, it's not bad. It's not great. But, you know, just because one guy does crappy doesn't mean you're going to do crappy just because they're just moving a lot. I mean, heck, the water temperature came back up, what, another 2 degrees since last weekend when we did the report?
Yep.
It's pretty good. That gets the fish all discombobulated.
Yep. We're in that season where they can't decide what to do.
Yeah.
You know? I hear tell in some places that the water temperature, once it starts to go down, it just keeps going down until it gets down to the minimum. And then when it starts to warm up, it just warms up until it gets back up to the maximum.
Right.
We definitely don't have that here.
No.
You know, Florida weather itself is always hot, cold, cool, warm, cold, hot, warm.
Mm-hmm.
And so is our water temperature. Yeah. So the fish have a difficult time with figuring out exactly what's going on here.
Yes. It's true. That is true.
Brings us to the Cape Hayes Bar.
The Cape Hayes Bar. A couple of bonnet heads. A couple of bluefish. Lizard fish. One guy caught a pompano. That's it.
Okay. A couple bonnet heads, a few bluefish, a bunch of lizard fish, and one pompano.
Yeah.
All right.
He thought he was going to be able to catch a whole bunch of pompano because he thought they were big-time schooling fish. And I said, no, sometimes you just get lucky and catch one.
Yeah. And the way pompano school, it's not like, you know, Spanish mackerel ladyfish usually school, as in you rarely find one by itself.
Right.
And pompano don't do that.
Mm-mm.
Pompano like each other's company, and they form shoals, groups, but they don't really school tightly unless they're moving from one location to another.
Right.
And then it seems to be more a safety thing because they don't really like swimming in open water anyway. So they wait till they got some of their friends so they can all go together. But once they get there, the gang breaks up a lot of times.
Nice.
It's like when the assisted living bus takes the people to go shop at Walmart.
Right.
And then they all disperse into Walmart. So think of the flat where those pompano are as Walmart and the school as being the bus.
It's a good way to look at it. It's a very good description.
It seems to happen every time I go to Walmart.
Yeah.
Every time. Turtle and bull bays.
Turtle and bull bays is probably one of your better fishing still. They're getting redfish of assorted sizes from a lot of little guys all the way up to, you know, I haven't heard of any oversized redfish, but I've heard of a lot of the 25, 26 inch range. And they're catching them up under the bushes and around some of the little oyster bars and sandbars. Seems like the bigger ones are coming on cut bait, like cut sardines, cut ladyfish, cut mullet, any of that stuff. A couple guys did get some nice ones on some shrimp.
Hey, get frozen sardines. Don't try to use canned ones.
Yeah, no. No. And if you think they're soft and they fall off, brine them. It helps. Helps a lot. A lot of snook in there. Mostly small stuff. Let's see, what else? We're getting some trout. And the surprising number of sharks still in there. There's been some bulls, a few lemons, a nurse shark, of course a couple of bonnet heads. The guy said he drug around a lizard fish and couldn't get anything to hit that, but then put a catfish on and something just ate it so hard and ran so hard and ended up breaking him off. He never saw the fish, nothing. He couldn't get anything to eat lizard fish. So, but he still said he tried in multiple different spots under the bushes with the lizard fish that he had caught.
Okay. Redfish, snook, trout, sharks, anything else in here?
Nope. I didn't hear of any snapper or sheep's head.
Okay.
I'm sure there's a few wandering around in there, but nothing that anyone wanted to speak of.
There's always a few.
Yeah.
Cape Hayes and Danger Reefs.
A couple of Spanish mackerel. And that's it.
Well, I could have just copied last week's report.
I know.
Because that's exactly what you said last week. Literally, verbatim, word for word.
Couple of Spanish mackerel and that's it?
Yep.
Yeah. That's all they got.
That's exactly what we got. Gasparilla Sound. Bring us to it.
Oh,
tell us what's going on.
Spanish mackerel and trout out in that 3 to 6 feet of water. A lot of snook.
Do you need grass for the trout?
Not really. They seem to be out in that open water, too, a little bit. I mean, they're definitely up in the grass, obviously. But guys are kind of catching them in a variety of little spots throughout there. A lot of little snook along the shorelines, along with redfish of assorted sizes. There's been a few sheep's head being caught over there. One guy caught a few at the by the clam lease somewhere, he said. And then the lizard fish, of course. That might be the new favorite fish of the week.
Yeah.
Or least favorite, depending on who you talk to.
Okay. Do you know sharks?
Nope. Not that I heard of.
Weird.
Yeah.
Why would they be all up in Bull and Turtle and not hanging out in Gasparilla Sound?
Nobody told me that they hooked any, so... It's very possible. Or they might have told me and I just forgot.
I think that's possible, too.
It's very possible this week.
Yeah, I've had a lot of things in your brain lately. Yeah. So, the Placida area, the pier, the trestle, the Coral Creek Pier, and Gasparilla Pass itself.
Well, let's see. They're getting some sharks off of there. The kid that was just here a few minutes ago, he got his personal best. He was all excited. He got about a 7-foot bull.
There you go. From the pier there?
Yeah.
Yep. The Placida Pier, not the Coral Creek Pier.
No, Placida Pier. And I actually think he got that one on the South Pier. Hmm. Which has a new name to it that I have no idea what it is.
The one that's on Boca Grande?
Yeah.
Isn't that just called the Boca Grande Pier?
No. They actually put a name on a board up front there, that sign. They changed it instead of it saying South Fishing Pier or whatever.
Yeah.
No, they gave it like some kind of name.
It has an actual name.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm curious about that now. Now you're making me go look it up.
Well, I don't know why.
Charlotte County Parks, Boca Grande Fishing Pier. According to Charlotte County Parks and Recreation, it is the Boca Grande Fishing Pier.
It said something else on the sign.
Listen, I'm just telling you what it says here on the website.
Okay.
And the website does not have a picture of the sign. It has a picture of the pier and one dude standing next to a trash can with two buckets behind him looking very sad. It's not the best photo for advertising this fishing pier.
Yeah. Welcome to our government.
Jeez.
Local government at its finest.
Okay, what else do we got going on out here?
Jeez. Little snook. No legal ones that I've heard of. I'm sure they're there, but nothing that I've heard of. They are getting a few sheep's head, and it seems like one guy says he catches a few, another guy says he sees a couple. So it's not steady by any stretch on those.
Is that all around the trestle? Or?
Yeah. Yeah, immediately around the trestle.
Okay.
And they are getting a few trout, too. And the trout have been mostly on the legal size off of there.
From the pier.
Yeah. But other than that, that's about it. And Flipper trying to steal stuff off of a guy's stringer. He was upset with that.
Well, yeah, that's what he does. Don't put fish in a stringer out there.
That's what I tried to explain to him. I said, you never use a stringer. That's chum, number one. Yeah. Number two, if it dies on the stringer, it's going to spoil really quickly. Sitting there baking in the sun. Well, I didn't think about that because I said, yeah, it's cold where you come from.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
That helps. But here, nope.
It's a vast difference when the water's 52 degrees versus when the water's 75 degrees.
52 degrees in August. It's just crazy.
All right, we're going to slide our way up to Lemon Bay, stump past Lemon Bay Park, Indian Mound Park, and associated areas. What do you got for us, Robert?
A lot of small snook scattered all over the place. Been a handful of trout. And a couple of redfish. And thank you, Inglewood Fishing Club, for that.
Did they say what they were using for bait up there?
Shrimp and white bait. Which is always a good... It's a good report when they do that.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, they're getting the big hand-picked shrimp, right? Because that's all that's working to catch fish out there.
Yeah, I don't know what they're getting up there.
I mean, because you got to have a big hand-picked shrimp. If you just have little shrimp, then forget about it, right?
Yeah, nothing eats that. Nobody eats a little shrimp. Absolutely. What is that about? That's just weird.
I mean, we all know that when fish are out there swimming around and they see a small shrimp, they look at it and they say, no, I'm not going to bother with that little shrimp. I'm going to wait till I find a big old hand-picked shrimp. That's what I'm looking for.
Exactly.
Right? That is what they do, right?
It is. They swim around with a little tape measure and go, no, you're not quite big enough.
Yeah. I mean, I have learned that over the years from the number of fishermen who come in here and get very upset when they can't get hand-picked or jumbo shrimp, because that's what you need to catch fish, because that's all fish eat.
Especially when they come in 10 minutes before you close on a weekend. What do you mean you don't have any big shrimp? Like, really? I don't know why. That's a little weird.
All right, now tell them the truth about the shrimp, Robert.
Small shrimp work just fine.
Sometimes better.
Yeah.
There's a thing about small shrimp, which is that there's way more of them out there. So sometimes that's what they're used to seeing, and they see a big shrimp, and a big shrimp just looks weird. So why would I eat this? Haven't seen one of those in ages. All right, that should bring us to the Anger Pier.
The Anger Pier. They caught a couple sheep's head off of it. A couple legal sheep's head off of it.
What?
Yeah. Got a few trout being caught off of there. And some very short snook at night. That was one report from them and one report from the Inglewood Fishing Club about it. So
very short snook.
Yep.
All right. That's going to take us out into the Gulf of Mexico. Bottom fishing and trolling. What do we got?
Oh, let's see. Spanish mackerel and some king mackerel still out there from the shoreline all the way out to about 20 miles. They're not super abundant on the kings, but they're definitely around. Let's see what else we got. We got lane snapper, mangrove snapper, and some yellowtail snapper from 15 to 25 miles out. Been some barracuda still around on any of the near shore reefs. And what else? The one guy did catch a blackfin tuna while out there freelining bait trying to hook a yellowtail. And if I remember right, he was at the Mohawk. So that's, 30 miles roughly from Boca Grande Pass?
Roughly.
So, and that was a big blackfin. It looked like it was a 30-plus pounder. You probably saw it on the Facebook page.
I did saw it. And it was a lovely-looking tuna.
Yeah. And then they had one bonita. They must have been keeping that for bait or something.
I'll eat him, too.
Yeah.
Bait.
Give it a try.
Fish snobs.
And that's about it for out there. Nothing else.
Okay.
Unless you're Mike.
No cobia?
Nope. No cobia, no sailfish, no oarfish.
No wahoo?
No lancefish, none of those.
No mola molas?
Nope. Nobody gone out far enough for anything, really.
Okay, then. The Venice Jetties and the Venice Pier.
Well, let's see. The South Jetty is still closed, so the Nokomis side is still open.
Yep. So according to officials, we're expecting repairs on the South Jetty sometime in maybe February, March, something like that.
Right.
So, you know, we'll get to it when we get to it.
Yeah, perfect.
Settle down.
Perfect timing.
But the Nokomis Jetty.
Let's see. Some Spanish mackerel, ladyfish, a few snook at night. And then they've also been catching an occasional small mangrove snapper with some smaller sheep's head. They've not flooded in there by any stretch of the imagination.
Okay. What about the pier?
The pier itself, the only thing I've heard about is that there's a bunch of those little lunatics at the very end again, blocking and cussing and everything else. But they are catching a few Spanish mackerel off of there still. But it's like that little mini mafia's back again. Had several people tell me it's annoying.
Okay.
I told them just to take one of their gaffs and throw them off.
Well, that is an option. I mean, technically it's assault.
Technically.
You know, I don't know if I could recommend that one.
Yeah. Figured I'd offer it. Plant seeds. Might solve some of the issues down there.
It might. Pontarassa, no reports till further notice.
Nothing.
Redfish Pass.
Nothing.
Captiva Pass.
Yes, something. Small snook. Whiting. Spanish mackerel. And a couple of different sharks. He caught a couple of bull sharks last week. He caught a lemon shark this week. Saw what he thinks was a nurse shark. He said it could have been a lemon, but it looked like a nurse shark to him when it was cruising by.
What do you think? Do you think it was a lemon or a nurse?
I'm going to go with more of the lemon right now, just because of how many people have been talking about them and catching them.
Yep. And I haven't heard of anybody catching a nurse shark.
One over in bull or turtle. But no, it's just not much. But he saw it swimming right along the north end of the shoreline in about 3 feet of water.
Okay.
So, but still really, really cool. I'd like to see that. Just watching those things swim around is always awesome.
Yeah, in 3 feet of water too.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Reminds you why you don't wade, huh?
100%.
Come on. Like he's coming after you. You know lemon sharks prefer to eat mullet. Are you wearing mullet-scented cologne?
Yeah.
I think you need to worry about it too much. How about Boca Grande Pass?
Boca Grande Pass are getting a couple of sheep's head, some mangrove snapper.
Can we be specific about where those sheep's head are coming from?
Right from the rocks and over towards the new private pier.
Okay. The private pier.
Yep. The old oil dock.
Okay.
Know how they get away with some of that stuff.
I don't know.
Stupid.
Okay. Sheep's head mangrove snapper from the rocks. And?
A couple of Spanish mackerel. Bluefish. And there has been some tarpon in the past. There's actually enough in there to actually consider them targetable. So if you want to go out and challenge yourself a little bit, and sometimes it's not as much of a challenge this time of year as it is other times of the year. The main thing is trying to program your brain to just watch strictly the bottom machine, because they are doing very little, if any, rolling at all. Because this is not a social time of year for them. This is a feed, get ready to migrate time of year.
Okay, so if we're going to fish them?
I would be using either a decent size shrimp, like a select pinfish, even a thread fin, but getting it down closer to the bottom and setting up my drift through them. Crabs don't work as well this time of year.
Like you're going to find a...
Right. But people will still try.
Well, but the thing is, there's going to be no crabs flushing.
No.
So it's not, you can run around out there with your net all you want. You might find a seahorse or something, and that would be cool.
Nice.
But you're not going to find any crabs paddling around out there.
Nope.
And so they're not really seeing crabs coming through, so why would they be as interested in one?
Exactly. Stick with the stuff that's matching the hatch.
Feed them what they're eating.
It's much easier to deal with.
Really is. Walking the Gulf beaches, Sanibel to Venice, any kind of a place that you could fish from the shore.
A few snook.
In random spots, or?
Mostly closer to the passes. But whiting. A couple of sharks. A couple of Spanish mackerel. One guy did get a pompano out there at Stump Pass. And a short flounder. What else did he catch? That's about it that I can remember. But no, the beach fishing has been actually pretty decent because it's warmed up. But it all seems to be better closer to the passes like Stump Pass or Boca Grande Pass. And if it were me, I'd be going on a weekday out by Stump Pass.
Yes.
I don't like the weekends anymore out there.
No. And I would get out there early.
Yes. Very. Good idea.
Matt Lachey.
I haven't heard anything down there.
Fine, then.
Got it.
Pine Island Sound, North End, Rat and Cat, Mondago, and Patricio.
Not gotten anything there either.
Okay. Jug Creek Shoal and Boquilla.
Well, still been a few trout and Spanish mackerel around there. And then another guy did catch a small bull shark. He said he saw one big one swim by. What else was there? That's really about it. Nothing super exciting.
Okay. Burnt Store and Two Pines.
Some decent redfish along the bushes. Mostly eating cut bait. They have gotten a couple fish on top waters along with some of the small snook down along there too. And there was a few trout caught down there closer towards Two Pines on top of the bar in like 3 to 4 feet of water. That's all I got.
I don't know why I'm having difficulty typing all of a sudden. My fingers have been working well all this time.
Going into one of those modes.
Decided to not do it right.
Right.
See, there we go again.
Funny how that works, isn't it?
It really is. Just going to try. Pop these knuckles a little bit, see if that helps them out.
Loosen them up a little.
Yeah.
Readjust
maybe
them.
Maybe that's the problem. They just got all stiff and sausagey.
Nice. That's a pretty fair amount of cracks you got out of that.
There we go. All right, let's see if they work any better. East Side Keys, Cormorant Key, Pirate Harbor, and associated areas.
Mediocre. Been some trout down there. Most of them are on the smaller side. But if you cover some ground, they are catching a few legal ones. And then as you work your way further north, it's a little bit better on some of the bigger trout. But staying out in that 3 feet of water or better range.
Okay. Shrimp, soft plastic?
Shrimp and soft plastics mostly.
What about a soft plastic shrimp?
Probably. I don't have any faith in them, so I never promote them. I can catch a trout on them underneath the popping cork, but other than that...
We were just talking about trout. That was the specific thing we were discussing.
I understand, but that's the only fish that I can sometimes catch on them, and it's not even consistent. Everyone else will smoke me on those things. I try to mimic what they're doing.
And it don't work for you.
Nope. Not the Voodoo, not the DOA, none of them. I just... terrible with fake shrimp.
The Voodoo's nice, but the Voodoo doesn't imitate a shrimp.
Right.
At all. swim that thing through the water, and it swims pretty, but if not shrimp.
I still can't catch anything on it.
Well, that might be a you problem.
It probably is.
Alligator Creek, poachers, cut, and the skating rink.
Couple of small redfish in there, and that's all I heard.
Okay.
Nothing really exciting at all. Robert caught quite a few with his friends yesterday.
But rat reds. But you're Robert.
Different Robert.
Oh.
He went out just fishing for fun. And first time in a while, he said, and they caught quite a few fish.
I thought maybe you were talking about yourself in the third person.
No, I try not to do that. I know I'm tired and a little mentally drained, but no. I'm not quite that shot out, I don't think.
Ponce, Tillion Park.
I got nothing from there. Have you heard of anything? I got nothing.
You know, if you were on the Fish and Frank's page, and this is one of the great things about the Fish and Frank's Facebook page, is that every now and then somebody will pop up with a report that shows up on there. Let's see. They have the canal just inside of Ponce. Snook bite was hot in this canal this of the weekend. Live bait chumming got them crazy. Weren't too interested in artificial other than one topwater bite. Seemed to be a good amount of slot or near slot size biting and saw a couple ones cruising through. So, that's what they had to say about that.
There you go. That's a good little report for there.
So if you're not on the Fish and Frank's Fishing Club Facebook group, that's something that you definitely probably should be on. Definitely probably.
I think people post it regularly on there.
They do. And honestly, some of the fishing
reports... I just can't keep up with them.
Some of the fishing reports that show up there are crap.
Yeah.
You know, we got some people who think it's funny to report things that aren't actually happening or...
Yeah.
You know, we've kicked out several of those people, and there's a couple more that are probably going to go here in the near future. But, you know, there's some good information out there, too.
Yeah.
So you might have to sift a little bit to find stuff, but we've got that out there. And you ask questions, and we do have some good people answering questions. So yeah. I go in, and I sometimes delete out bad answers. Or if we're not getting the answer that we're really looking for, then I'll answer a question, too. But more lately, I've noticed that people are actually... taking the time to answer correctly and give out useful information out there. It's becoming more of what we wanted to have, which is more of a helpful fishing community.
Yeah,
so
that's the way it should be.
We're getting there.
Slowly, but it's getting there. I have noticed that with some of the answers.
Yep, definitely. All right, continuing with the report, the PGI canals, Punta Nature Park, Barge Canal, Elizabeth Park, and other areas like that.
That's a PGI canal, so is that what you said?
That's what I said.
Oh, okay. I heard all the other parts, but that very first distinct part. A lot of little snook. A couple of black drum. Been a few juvenile tarpon. Mayan cichlids. And a few mangrove snapper.
Okay.
It's been good, but not great. If you're finding a white bait, you can go in there and chum up a ton of little tiny peanut snook. Which is not my deal.
Yeah. Mine either. Okay. Looks good to me. Moving on to the Gilchrist Pier.
I got nothing there.
The Alligator Creek Reef.
Got nothing there.
The 20-foot holes.
Occasional tarpon. And that's it. Nothing else super special.
Nothing else super special. The baitfish reports.
Tough. They did get some bait at marker two the other day. One guy did, but he said he worked at it. But most of the people are running down to Jug Creek and Devilfish area. And most of it has been on the smaller side.
And, of course, there's a ton of bait offshore.
Yeah, a lot of bait offshore. Big tarpon threadies, some cigar minnows, some actual hand-size white bait. When you start catching white bait on sabiki rigs, that's saying something.
Mm-hmm. And not just a little bare gold hook sabiki, but an actual little flies type sabiki.
Right.
Yeah. That's some big white bait.
That's a good size.
And all that bait offshore, how far out are we looking?
3 to 15 miles.
Okay. Brings us to the freshwater report. The canals, the creeks, the rivers, the ponds, the lakes, places like that. What do we got?
Guys have been buying some crappie minnows and catching a few, but not setting it on fire by any stretch because they're not coming back and upping the ante on their minnows. And then the bass fishermen have slowed a bit, but they're still mostly catching them on shiners. I've had a couple guys buy the soft plastic worms and lizards, and one guy did buy a couple spinner baits, but the majority of the guys bass fishing are using shiners.
Okay.
I haven't even heard of any good crappie biting going over at Okeechobee or anything yet.
Yeah, I heard of a couple of guys who went and did pretty well. Mm-hmm. But pretty well meant, you know, coming back with 10 apiece.
Right.
So, you know.
I think it's just still too warm. I think after this next moon it should change things, but
yeah.
It's been too darn hot.
All right. So that brings us to the tarpon report.
Okay.
Now, you mentioned that there might be a few in the 20-foot holes.
Yes, they've been getting a few out there in the 20-foot holes. And a few in Boca Grande Pass.
Would you, given the choice, fish Boca Pass or the 20-foot holes?
Well, I'm going to be coming from up here, so I'm going to stop in the 20-foot holes first and look. But I think I would expect to be a little bit more cooperative in the pass just because of the mixed reports I've been getting up in here. But for me, I'm going right past it, so I'm going to look pretty heavy before I run down there. Might save me an extra 15-mile round trip.
Okay. And how long do you think this is going to be going on?
Somewhere between now and January 1st.
Listen, I'm just asking you for an educated guess.
That was my educated guess. It depends on how cold it gets, because it's still been pretty darn hot.
You don't have to be a jankhole about it.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I learned it from you. You were a good teacher.
But unfortunately, that is the truth.
It is.
So.
It absolutely is.
I mean, today could be the last day for tarpon fishing here.
Yeah.
For the rest of the year. They could be gone by the time you go out and try to put this into play.
Yeah.
So, they'll do what they'll do at this point.
Yeah, definitely.
But the expectation is that they'll be here until we get a real cold front that says, you know what, I don't need to put up with this. I'm going to someplace tropical.
Yeah. Yep, I'm going to Brazil. It's prettier there.
Okay,
well, hang out.
That takes us to the end of this report. Is there anything that needs to be added? Any words of wisdom? Here we are with Thanksgiving holiday coming in upon us. I'm sure that a lot of folks are going out fishing with family.
Oh, I'm sure they will be.
So, anything to add to that?
No, nothing I can think of. Yeah, okay. I got nothing.
All right, well, my only word of wisdom is to consider a sidearm cast instead of an overhead one when you're fishing with a bunch of people on the boat.
Well, there you go.
So, fewer people hooked in the head makes for a happier holiday.
It does. Less trips to the ER or walk-in clinic is a lot better.
Yep. Or grandpa trying to jerk a treble hook out of somebody's head.
Here's my comb. Chew on this for a second.
It does make for interesting memories, but
yes, it does.
Not necessarily the best trip.
Good family photo ops. All right, good stuff. Good bonding moments.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that wraps this thing up. We'll be back here next week, but until then, say goodnight, Robert.
Goodnight, Robert.